Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and you're invited to join me each week as we have business's best leaders share their story, all to help you win the battle for business each and every day right here on the Profit Express. So thank you for being on board. Thank you for listening today. Now, while you're on Facebook, you can follow the show at the Profit Express page. Give us a like and a thumbs up. Love to hear from you. And, of course, also on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. That's at Radio Tim Healy. So thanks for sharing your time today. Now, today I'm going to be talking about a real problem facing our local economy here in Long Island, and it's a problem that will directly impact small businesses, the educational system, our tax base, and our real estate markets, and the youngest and now the biggest segment of our workforce, millennials. It's a problem that can't be ignored. The topic of brain drain is one that I've talked about on the show over the years many, many times. And essentially, brain drain is the mass exodus of our young people who can't afford to live on Long Island. It's a topic that has gotten attention from politicians, yet I'm not so sure how much the needle has moved. But as the host of the Profit Express, a show that's all about the voice of small business locally and across the nation, we got to find a viable solution, because if we don't, it will only get worse. And it was actually in a recent article Nassau County Executive Laura Kern had written, a new report from the Long Island Association shows that the number of people under 19 fell 7.5% over the past 7 years, raising concern about a worker shortage on the island as birth rates also continue to fall. According to another study, 67% of those between the ages of 18 and 34 said they plan to leave Long Island in the next 5 years. That is a staggering number, and that was a recent quote from our executive in Nassau County, Laura Kern. So if you live on Long Island, you're all too aware of the lack of availability of affordable housing. That, coupled with tax rates, and you've got the recipe for our next generation of our workforce saying bye-bye to Long Island. And that's not good. We can't let that happen. So it is a problem that's going to take real solutions from our politicians, from educators, and small business. But that's why I'm very excited to introduce somebody today who's a part of the solution. That's right. That's what we're about at the Profit Express. We can complain a little bit, okay, and I'll get your attention with the bad news, but then we're going to switch it right around to solution. And that's my guest. He's Ken White. He's a co-steward, and he's Brookhaven National Laboratory's Manager of Educational Programs and Long Island STEM Hub. Ken is part of the new initiative by Empire State Development and the Long Island STEM Hub, which announced the launch just the other day of a new video series and curriculum for children in grades K to 12 titled Full STEM Ahead Long Island. Love the play on words. And the video series is going to highlight, of course, science, technology, engineering, and math careers that are available on Long Island. Now, the series is intended, of course, to encourage students to start thinking about a future in STEM. And this whole initiative is furthering the governor's efforts to build Long Island's innovation corridor and strengthen workforce development across the state. So it's a pleasure to welcome aboard part of the solution, Mr. Ken White, co-steward and Brookhaven National Labs Manager of Educational Programs. Ken, how are you today?
Great, Tim. Thanks for inviting me to be on the show.
No, my pleasure. And listen, not too much pressure. I am saying you're part of the solution. but it's an exciting part of the solution. Like I said, it's going to take real efforts from the politicians with housing, educators, you know, such as yourself, and then small business, all kind of coming together, sharing ideas, because I think there's just too much opportunity. There's a ton of great talent on Long Island. And hopefully, I believe we're addressing it in time, and you know, we can turn or stem the tide, if you will, of this exodus.
That's the effort, and so we have a group of us who formed the STEM Hub back in 2011, mm-hmm. and the brain drain is no new thing for any of us, right?
Yeah.
It's been going on, And so we very much wanted to be part of the solution. So this is a consortium. The STEM Hub is a consortium of industry leaders, academic organizations, and not-for-profits like the Cradle of Aviation just around the corner.
Sure. Right in your backyard. Hofstra, yeah.
Right. And so and many of the business leaders across Long Island, in fact, the Regional Economic Development Council, mm-hmm. with led by your own president, Stuart Rabinowitz, and Kevin Law, have been a part of the solution as well.
Mm.
It was interesting to me that when the Economic Development Council awards were made, and then they brought the state review teams down, about half of the questions that they asked, you know, there's a lot of money going into capital construction, things like that through those grants. But about half the questions they asked were tied to workforce. So now you have it. How are you going to man it? And they're very serious about it in Albany, how they're going to keep things going here. And so that's what the STEM Hub is about, is creating an awareness of the jobs here. And beyond that, the way to prepare for those, the institutions you need to prepare for the jobs are right here in our own backyard. And we should be using them, places like Hofstra.
Well, it's very true. I mean, you know, in my clients, who are a lot of small business owners here in Long Island and in the tri-state area, but in particular Long Island, you know, we have been having those conversations, and they're worried about, you know, how they're going to get the next generation, which is now the millennials. They're now the biggest portion of the workforce, and there's definitely concern.
Yeah, it's a particular challenge for Long Island, I think, because I talk to many similar leaders in the STEM arena, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mm-hmm. and math, for the listeners who aren't familiar with that acronym. And there are 10 of these hubs around the region. I talked to some of the others, and they have big organizations that are tied into mm-hmm. this, and they can build big programs. They've got big sponsorship. Long Island, it really has a lot of small businesses, and it's very hard to corral them all for a common initiative. And mm-hmm. so that's part of what the STEM Hub was about, was to begin to get all of us kind of networked and talking to each other and working with one another to understand what each institution or organization is doing to solve this problem and be a little more coordinated about it.
Kind of corral the resources.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's tough also because, you know, we're also a commuting, you know, economy, because we're right next door to Manhattan, of course. Which is one of the challenges, is as far as also taking part of that workforce. But listen, first of all, you know, we talked about this new video series, Full STEM Ahead, Long Island. I love the title, by the way. And you were just nominated for a New York Emmy.
That's right.
You got to feel pretty good about that.
We do. It was something we had not expected. We had the vision to put this video series together.
Right.
And I'll do a little name dropping here. Waldo Cabrera with MyLITV was the person doing the filming for us, and he was fantastic. And so one of the things that we hadn't expected was, as the series was coming toward closure, he took our first video,
right,
and submitted it for that Emmy, a New York Emmy.
Yeah.
And it was nominated. So our team went into the Marriott Marquis, hung around with all the big shots.
Look, you know, at you.
It was a fun night, and it was just really exciting to be nominated for that. It was something we had not anticipated. So, yeah,
certainly,
it was fun.
Certainly a good way to kind of, you know, get some momentum going with the program. So let's talk about that. It's a video series. It's his curriculum of which you're heading it up. You're leading the way with it. Where did the idea for that in particular start, the educational initiative, if you will?
It started kind of in an odd way, you know.
Okay, sounds like a good story already.
Well, I wanted to do something like this because I had recognized that it actually goes back to Orange County Choppers. I don't know if you recall that off the
camera. I've actually had them on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
The father and the son. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you know, they have this show. It's almost like a reality TV show, and they're building their choppers, and they're doing all this stuff, and they're a riot.
Right.
And they've got characters in there. And so when I saw them at one, they showed up at an event, and the event was packed out with mm-hmm. people who really wanted to see these guys. And I thought, you know, if they're gathering that kind of crowd,
right,
with this kind of activity, and so you start to look at other shows like that, American Pickers, and then you go to Counting Cars.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I thought, why can't we do something like that? Because scientists are really interesting. Everybody thinks they're kind of these eggheads sitting around in the lab with their white lab coats. But they're real people, and they're really approachable, and they love to talk about their work, and they do interesting things. And so we started out thinking we might do a video like that, and it kind of took a bit of twist and turn. But so that was the genesis of it. But then we thought one of the things, and it comes from my own background, growing up in a rural part of Vermont where nobody went to college.
Right.
They just didn't do that. Yeah. You picked up your hammer and went to work when you graduated school. And there was very little awareness of opportunities associated with these kind of things. And so we started to connect that together. And our goal with Full STEM Ahead is to create an awareness about the jobs that are here on Long Island, these small businesses that are really oftentimes elite in their capabilities. They are not your run-of-the-mill kind of manufacturing or engineering firm. They take on some of the most challenging problems in the country or even in the world sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, Long Island is a place where, you know, it used to be kind of big production and things like that, but now a lot of these places are just really top talent. And when there's a real challenging problem to solve, they come here. You know, we put man on the moon here, right? We helped do that.
I like that. Yeah, let's get back to our roots, you know?
Right.
Now, so this is interesting then because, you know, in my role as a sales trainer and coach, you know, I focus a lot on service-based industries. And I think a lot of people think Long Island is a service-based kind of economy. So then you're describing some businesses here, and it sounds fascinating, I got to be honest. What would be some examples of the kinds of business or the kinds of things they might produce? Because it's almost like niche that you're describing here.
Oftentimes it is. So, you know, I'll talk first about where I work. I work at Brookhaven National Laboratory, and a lot of people don't know much about that. It's a U.S. Department of Energy research facility. It has roughly 2,600 people who are there, about a third of them are scientists and another maybe quarter engineering, and a lot of support people who are doing, and technicians and others who are doing one-of-a-kind work. You talk about problem solving, we're building one-of-a-kind machines that are the best in the world, and it takes extraordinary people to design, build, and construct those oftentimes one-of-a-kind parts to make that work. And so the laboratory itself, and you become quite a research triangle when you connect in Stony Brook University and the research they're doing, the academics up there. And then you start to look at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory. You look at Northwell Health is a leader in healthcare and has the Feinstein Institute, which is doing a lot of research work. So we're really quite a powerhouse when you look at the research activities of scientists, technicians, and others who support that industry. Aside from that, there's still quite a strong manufacturing community here. It's interesting to me that one of the things people don't recognize, you drive down Long Island Expressway and you see kind of woods and homes and things like that, but certain parts of it around, like the Hop Hog Industrial Association, a lot of people have no idea what's back there.
What's hidden back
there. Yeah, but it's loaded. It's one of the biggest industrial parks in the country.
It is. It is.
And the manufacturing there is pretty extraordinary, and they're doing things like one of the videos features composites. This first one, it was the New York Emmy nominated one, features GSE Dynamics, a woman-owned business who is building some of the most challenging and difficult parts for aircraft. They do things like the composites and stuff for the Navy submarines.
They're
building submarine periscopes. Who would know?
Right? I have no idea. I had no idea.
And neither do most other people.
Now, so, and she's in the Hop Hog Industrial Park?
That's, Anne Shabunko Moore. Right. You'll hear about her quite often when you look around this community, but they're right back in the Hop Hog Industrial Park and other parts of the island, and that's what they're doing.
They're making composites for submarine parts and the periscope.
Submarine periscopes and for AWACS for the Air Force. And,
really?
Yeah. And then it's not all big like that. That particular episode also features a guy from, I believe he's from Center Riches.
Okay.
He loved to surf when he was a kid. Mm-hmm. He's like, I build my own surfboard. So he did. And then his friend wants a surfboard. So he builds another one. Another friend of the friend wants one. He says, I'm going to have to charge you.
So, a business is born.
Yeah, so he's building a business.
Right.
And so nature shapes. And we really wanted to be on the cutting edge. So in that episode, we feature him, Mike Becker, with Nature Shapes, And he asked him, was he a math guy as a kid? No. But meanwhile, he's got to calculate weight, size, all this for the sure. proper surfboard. And he's built these two-piece surfboards now. He cuts them in half,
really?
Puts carbon fiber-reinforced rods through them so you can bolt it back together. When you want to travel over in Australia and surf with the sharks or Africa and South Africa and surf with the sharks, you take your board apart, pack it over there, put it back together, and go surf with the sharks. So, but it's meant to travel.
Now, is that the first, I don't know if you know this, is that the first of a kind two-piece surfboard?
I don't know if it's first of the kind,
okay.
but he's pretty well known for this.
Okay.
So he's built a business around it, an entrepreneur doing composites and fiberglass and resin. And one of the nice things there was he had a young man working for him, Tommy,
right.
who came out of Northport High School. He went to a Project Lead the Way program.
A local kid.
Local
right.
kid.
Good.
Went to a Project Lead the Way. It's like an engineering design program for high school students. Went
mm-hmm.
to Suffolk Community College, and now he's headed off to Stony Brook for engineering. And so he's home, doing cool stuff. And I asked him, why are you doing this? He says, I love to surf, and I love doing something that I can tie to what my passion is.
So you tell the story. So the founder's from Santa Maria, is obviously a South Shore and Suffolk County community. He's into surfing. A lot of science goes into the making and design of a surfboard, I'd have to imagine.
It sure does.
You know.
There's a lot of CAD work and CNC and things like that.
Yeah, and so then you have these people, and he has this young student who's into surfing. You know, he's into the science of it. And this is exactly the kind of story I was hoping you'd share today on the Profit Express. And again, if you're just listening now, today's guest, Ken White, he's co-steward, and he's Brookhaven National Laboratory's Manager of Educational Programs. And why is he on today? Because you all know of the brain drain, and unfortunately there's an exodus of young talent on Long Island because of the housing issue. But because of Ken's efforts, okay, with Brookhaven National Labs and the Full Steam Ahead program, and they have a video series, Full Steam Ahead Long Island.
Oh, Full Steam Ahead.
Oh,
We dropped the A, Tim.
I know.
And some people really don't like that.
I said steam. You know, Full Steam Ahead, it just sounds.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about it, which is the important thing. So it's Full Steam Ahead. And it's really a program to help encourage the careers of science, technology, engineering, and math. I got that right. Okay.
You did.
For kids, you know, from kindergarten to eighth. And also tying that in to stories that Ken just shared about what are the opportunities here in Long Island. You know, I certainly love, you know, you're talking about some of your partners with, you know, Cold Spring Harbor and Northwell, for example,
right.
Which are critical to have. But then how it trickles down. This is what excites me in the Profit Express, this surfboard story. A local guy who's passionate about surfboards, him connecting with a local student from Northport. He goes to Suffolk Community. I want people listening, whether they are about to enter the workforce or their parents are listening, okay, of what is the rich opportunity. Because the brain drain, unfortunately, has a lot of negativity associated with it.
It does. And you mentioned parents. They're so critical. So one of the things we've started to do with the STEM Hub, the Long Island STEM Hub, and our partners with Cheryl Davidson at Northwell Health and mm-hmm. Andy Parton now with Cradle of Aviation, the president of the Cradle of Aviation has been a key partner in this too.
Right.
We have started these career conversations, and so we brought in local businesses. And the first one we ran of that was in the evening so that we could capture parents too because we know they guide students, you know, everybody wants to be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. Even for one of the episodes we featured, for example, was aviation.
Mm-hmm.
And you think aviation, what do you think? You think pilot,
sure.
and maybe you think a mechanic who might keep
right.
the plane running. But imagine the logistics when Superstorm Sandy shows up or fog and rain and things like that.
Right.
Who's behind the scenes doing all the logistics and all the computing and all the rerouting of flights and all the figuring out of the algorithms it takes to keep those planes moving where they need to go. It's all STEM.
Right.
It's all STEM. And
that's a great picture to draw, though, for that.
Yeah, and so we're going to do the video. And they said, oh, we'll do the front desk and we'll do the pilots. And we'll do this. And we did the pilots, which is cool.
Sure.
It's not a lot of instrumentation. There's an awful lot of STEM
oh, yeah.
in flying a plane, especially a commercial jet. But But there's an awful lot of STEM behind the scenes. You just look at the money movement, the people movement, the logistics, all the supply,
right.
All the supplies. And so that's what we're trying to convey, is that if you get good STEM skills, you can go in any of these industries and be very good. Even the arts, you know, I don't want to dismiss the arts because people get upset by that. The arts also include, increasingly so, an awful lot of STEM. They're using computing technologies, mm-hmm. 3D animation. There's all kinds of things that have tied in the arts as well.
Design is technology driven, yeah.
A huge amount.
Yeah.
So things like our first robotics clubs on the island, of which we have many and they're mm-hmm. quite good, oftentimes involve marketing and artwork and things like that tied
sure.
in with the robotics and the computing and the engineering it takes to be successful in those programs.
You have some time to stick around.
I do.
Excellent, excellent. Because, again, you're part of the solution of reversing the exodus of the brain drain by letting the community here, specifically on Long Island, know about what are the opportunities in the fields of STEM, science, technology, education, engineering, and math. Excuse me. And, again, today's guest is Ken White, and he is co-steward and Brookhaven National Laboratory's Manager of Educational Programs. And it's about awareness. It's knowing all the hidden gems that are here on Long Island. I just learned something. I didn't think there's a whole lot of manufacturing on Long Island, but there's a lot more than even I realized. And a lot of it is niche, and it's pretty exciting. So if you are that student, if you are the parent of students, don't go anywhere. We're going to continue the conversation with Ken as we discuss some of the more exciting opportunities here on Long Island.